are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What is happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Thursday, December the 10th, and no G League team to start this season. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, just like you guys, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast. Today, some bad news for the Detroit Pistons and maybe fans of the Grand Rapids Drive as well, as indications are pointing to, at least at the beginning of the season, the Pistons won't have a G League team this year. Not all that unexpected if you're reading between the tea leaves about a few different factors with the Pistons. We're also going to get a meet a Piston from Brother Brian, who's got DeLon Wright today, an intriguing, versatile guard that has some history with Dwayne Casey. Also later on, we're going to be joined by Freddie the Pizza Man, one of my favorite guys here in the Detroit area, and he's going to tell you about his charity, which you should consider donating to this holiday season. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore for that, also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. And also give Brother Brian a follow, bshook12 on Twitter. And also playmichigan.com, play_Michigan. You know how to find us. But the G League is getting together next month, reportedly, for a bubble down in Atlanta. And there are right now, reportedly, four teams from the G League whose, or NBA teams whose G League affiliates will not be going to the bubble. As we know so far, there might be more that trickle in. Of these four teams, tell me which of these four teams stand out as being a little bit different than the others. The Boston Celtics, the Miami Heat, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Detroit Pistons. Which of those four teams stand out as like a sore thumb compared to the others, the NBA finalists and the Eastern Conference finalists being the other three? I've led you to the answer. It's the Detroit Pistons. Now, part of the reason, I don't know the reasons, we haven't heard anything officially from the Pistons about this. We haven't heard about teams officially going. It sounds like the Raptors and the Sixers, two teams that are have always been Daryl Morey, the new chief of the Sixers, but the Raptors with Masai Ujiri as well. Two teams, or two front offices, I should say, that have always been very serious about player development. The franchises, apparently, to get into the bubble have an entry fee of $500,000. That could be one consideration. We know Tom Gora's and the Pistons murmurs about lack of ticket sales and maybe some financial issues. And we know that Tom Gora's has plenty of money. But as far as the bottom line with the Detroit Pistons portion of his business, we don't really know a whole lot about that. We know they had some deals where they were the ones getting some money this offseason. And what was a strange offseason for the Detroit Pistons? And, yeah, I mean, we know that this roster also has, like, Davidas Servetus on it, Jean and Musa on it, a second-round pick in Saben Lee as well. Louis King is going to be on a two-way deal. There's guys that would obviously benefit from being involved in a G League bubble situation. Now, we also know that the current G League franchise is the Grand Rapids Drive. This will be the final year for the Grand Rapids Drive as the affiliate of the Pistons. We may have seen the Grand Rapids Drive play their last game already, just to be clear about that, that they may not play this year. Again, nothing official from the organization. We're reading between the tea leaves. We're going by reporting that's out there from The Athletic and others right now. But, man, and of course the G League has a vested interest in trying to do something to salvage this season, being that they have the G League Ignite team that has prospects like Jalen Green and Kabinda as well, like the guys that are out there, Isaiah Todd, guys that could be first-round picks and gave up their year of college or whatever they were going to do at the NCAA level, if that was still a possibility for some of those guys, and they're going to try to boost their NBA draft status by playing with the G League Ignite team, whatever this G League season ends up looking like. Now, just a bad look, another bad look for the Detroit Pistons, I'll be honest. And again, one season of no G League team, especially if it's going to be some sort of modified, shortened, strange little season or whatever it's even going to be, maybe a series of exhibition games or something like that. This, in and of itself, will not be the reason that the Detroit Pistons rebuild doesn't work. I want to be clear about that. The Pistons giving up 4 second-round picks in order to dump Luke Kennard for Sadiq Bey, the pick that became Sadiq Bey, and taking on Roddy Magruder as well, will not be the singular reason. The 4 second-round picks will not be the singular reason that the Pistons rebuild doesn't work. Dwayne Dedmon and Zaire Smith being stretched for $3 to $4 million for the next 3 to 5 seasons, 5 for Dedmon, I believe, 3 for Zaire Smith, that will not be the singular reason that this rebuild doesn't work for the Detroit Pistons. And of course, the Mason Plumlee giving 3 years for some reason to a 30-year-old backup center, and a fairly not audacious, not crazy average annual value of $8.3 million. I think it's high. I think it should be more like 5.5, something like that, especially if you're giving up the extra years. That will not be the singular reason that this Pistons rebuild doesn't work. But the moves around the margins, the things around the edges, the attention to detail, the willingness to spend money, the willingness to be patient, the willingness to ride out different value levels of guys like Bruce Brown and Luke Kennard, maybe let them rebuild their value a little bit. It's just another kind of reason to be wary about how things are going right now, about the short-term moves that are being made that might have small or maybe even big long-term implications for this franchise. It's unfortunate. And maybe we would feel a little bit better about this if we had some sort of explanation or maybe reassurance from the front office about what the guys that would be quote-unquote G League players or two-way players will be doing this year in Detroit. The guess here is that they'll say something like, we just want to have some of these guys in Detroit playing with the team, practicing with the team. Now we know that's going to be somewhat impossible because of the roster spot situation in the last couple of years where you're not able to do that as a G League player, but maybe there's some way that the NBA will adjust in what will be an unusual season for the Pistons and the NBA as a whole in general. But no NBA G League right now, a bubble that won't involve the Grand Rapids Drive or any affiliate of the Detroit Pistons. And of course, starting next season, the Pistons will own their own G League team they bought from the Phoenix Suns, the Motor City Crews, which will be played at the new Wayne State Athletic Complex, which is being built in Midtown, I think, as we speak. I should go by there sometime. That's not along my usual walk route, but I should head down Warren Avenue and see what the new facility is looking like these days. But just some more kind of bad news, but not horrible news, but all this stuff feels like it's kind of adding up for the Detroit Pistons right now. We've probably said enough for those of you who have maybe tired of me being negative these last several weeks about the Pistons. I promise I'm excited for this basketball season to start. Pistons-Knicks preseason game on Friday night. I'm going to cherish it like I know a lot of you guys who have been waiting for this team to play some basketball will do as well. But up next, we are going to hear from Brother Brian, who's going to tell us about Meet a Piston, DeLon Wright, acquired in a trade, and a guy that I'm pretty excited about watching in the red, white, and blue. That's coming up next year on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, got to tell you guys about Built Bar, the best-tasting protein bar ever. The improved Built Bar is even more delicious. You got the 18 amazing flavors, including the nut and non-nut flavors, and also now the 6 new flavors, the caramel brownie, the cookies and cream, the cherry barcia, the lemon almond cheesecake, the carrot cake, the apple almond crisp. Add those to the 12 OGs, flavors like raspberry, flavors like mint brownie. You can't go wrong with these, I'm telling you. I eat them every single freaking day. The bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew. And your boy's losing weight, despite the fact that I'm enjoying a delicious treat or two of Built Bar each day. That's right. Built Bars are healthy. They're great for the health-conscious guy. You lose or maintain the weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber. They're great for the keto diet or whatever low-carb machination of diets that you're going through right now. The flavor profile of the cookies and cream. You know how great cookies and cream sounds. One of my favorite flavors as a young boy in Royal Oak, Michigan, growing up, 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs. You can stay in ketosis. Those are the macros you want, and that's the taste you want as well. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com.
Yes, sir!
A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Freddy the Pizza Man. The reason I'm having Freddy on is because I want to kind of shout out some of the local charities and local causes out there that might be worthy of your donations this holiday season. You got the tax write-off that you could get before the tax year ends as well. I know it's a pandemic. I know it's a tough year for most people, if not, you know, many people. Donations, or big ones at least, are going to maybe be out of the question for a lot of folks. But there are other folks out there, myself included. Thankfully, I'm blessed to be able to. It's one of those years where you're gainfully employed. That stuff's gone pretty well. And the other side of the coin is there's really not much things to spend money on. The vacations, the eating out, the going to the bars, all that stuff that isn't really part of life in 2020. So I think there might be some other folks out there like me who, for whatever reason, might be okay. And you might be able to help out and spread the donations maybe a little bit more than you usually do some holiday seasons. So I want to kind of bring up some of those. If you know others, let us know. And we are looking for maybe a little bit of a drive for the podcast community to put together. Maybe we can break up some donations for other charities. But I want to tell you about Freddy the Pizza Man, have him on and tell you about what he does. And so a little bit later on, he's going to tell you about that. Another holiday-related thing that I wanted to get your input on as well. We're going to put together sometime next week a show that talks about the Pistons Holiday Gift Guide. Maybe you have a big Pistons fan in your life, or maybe you are that big Pistons fan and have your folks or your girlfriend or your wife or your kids or whoever asking you what you want for Christmas. So as soon as possible, we want to get some of those cool Pistons type of items out there that you might know about. So if you know of a company out there that's selling some pretty cool stuff that Pistons fans might enjoy, memorabilia, gear, whatever it is. I got a couple of items that I just purchased for myself recently that I'm going to share those companies and let you know. And so if you're a Pistons fan and you know of something that would be cool to highlight that other Pistons fans might want or be interested in purchasing or buying for themselves or asking for on the Amazon wish list, the Santa wish list from Mr. Claus, or wherever else you get your gifts, let us know. We're going to pass along some cool items that Pistons fans might be interested. So get in touch with us about those two things, the charities and all of that. And then again, I would implore you to think about, consider donating, especially if you're one of those fortunate folks who might be having a decent year or might have some resources to spare that might be able to help out some good causes throughout the community. It's a good time to think about those kind of things. And if you have charities in particular that you want us to pass along, we will do that here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, particularly Michigan related, of course, particularly some kind of athletics related. Not necessarily, doesn't have to be, but we want to give some shine to the folks that are doing good here in Southeast Michigan and beyond as well. Speaking of doing good in Southeast Michigan and beyond, Brother Brian has the latest meet a Piston, and that is DeLon Wright, a fresh face that I think Pistons fans are going to enjoy getting to watch for whatever period of time he ends up being in the red, white, and blue. Here's Brother Brian.
With the whirling dervish that is Troy Weaver and this almost totally remade Detroit Pistons roster, we have decided to take a look at the players old and new that are on it and give a brief synopsis on who they are and where they came from. So today let's look at DeLon Wright, a 28-year-old, 6'5", 185-pound guard. Wright is from Los Angeles, California, and went to the City College of San Francisco for 2 years before transferring to Utah to play for the Utes. After two very successful individual seasons in Salt Lake City, the Toronto Raptors made him the 20th overall pick in the first round of the 2015 NBA draft. Playing for coach Dwayne Casey in Toronto, he saw his game mature from the G League to an NBA rotation player before being involved in the deal that sent Marc Gasol to Toronto. Wright found himself in Memphis for the end of the 2018-2019 season. Dealt again that offseason to Dallas, last year he averaged over 20 minutes a night for the Mavericks and saw his three-point percentage increase to 37%, making him a more than serviceable threat from behind the arc. Part of a three-team deal with OKC that saw Detroit send draft night acquisition Trevor Ariza to the Thunder, Wright found his way back to Detroit and coach Dwayne Casey, a place Wright says he and his agent have been trying to get back to for a few years. Wright is a veteran combo guard that should help eat up minutes and maybe in the running to be a starter or one of the first off the bench in this competitive Detroit backcourt. Wright should fit nicely Riley already having played for years in a Dwayne Casey system, which could mean an inside track to early minutes as the rest of the Pistons' new faces try to get up to speed in the truncated offseason. A BballIndex.com deep dive shows DeLon Wright near the top of the NBA in passing efficiency and was ranked 23rd in that category last year. Wright is going into the second year of a three-year $28 million deal that was basically all guaranteed. This means he will receive a salary this year of $9 million and next year will collect a little over $8.5 million. Thanks for listening and look for our next Meet a Piston when we will look at forward Jeremy Grant.
DeLon Wright, when he got traded from Toronto to Memphis, played quite a bit of point guard there for the Grizzlies. I'm really interested to see how much Dwayne Casey puts the ball in DeLon Wright's hands. Certainly on the wing a little bit, but will DeLon Wright play a lot of point guard, or is it just kind of a Killian Hayes, Derrick Rose combination? Certainly when Rose takes days off or might get hurt, you would believe that that would be a time for DeLon Wright to play point guard. But in the normal course of business for the Detroit Pistons, how much point guard does DeLon Wright play for his former coach, Dwayne Casey? But up next, we're going to be visited by Freddie the Pizza Man, who's got a store out in Melvindale, and even better than that, a great cause that he's going to tell you about. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team, every day. The wait is almost over. The 2020-2021 NBA season is almost here, and the Locked On NBA podcast will get you ready with a special week of shows beginning December 14th. That's this Monday. Get previews of every team, division by division, from all 30 of our Locked On local experts, including your boy Matt, who sent in his Detroit Pistons preview last night. Plus, waiver wire additions from Locked On Fantasy Basketball, rookies to watch from Chad Ford, and predictions on each division from Rejecting the Screen. We'll see if the guys Noah and Adam have the Pistons upsetting the Milwaukee Bucks for the Central Division title. We'll see. Stay tuned for that. Subscribe to the Locked On NBA wherever you get your podcasts. All right, now we're being joined by Freddie the Pizza Man, my good friend. Freddie, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Matt, thanks, my man. How you doing?
Real good, real good. Find him on Twitter at Freddie with an I, the Pizza Man, an MN for man there on Twitter. The show is Inside the Pizza Oven. I'm on that show, so check that out on YouTube this week. But tell us how that show came about, the idea of interviewing a guest but also making some pizza as well. Seems like kind of a natural fit for you, right?
Exactly, just the way you put it. I mean, it's a natural fit for me. You know, the biggest thing is promoting the foundation. So, you know, I'm able to get a PSA out there and talk about the foundation and let people know what we're doing with the foundation, how you can donate, and, you know, making a pizza, interviewing a guest, you know, it lends to it and it helps. And I had a lot of fun with you, and I got some positive feedback having you on a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Freddie the Pizza Man Foundation for Autism, we're going to talk about that in a second, but I want to get a Lions question off on you first. Of course, the listeners of Locked On Pistons, big Lions fans as well, and I know that's probably your number one rooting interest. Freddie, what do you think? We got the interim coach right now, Daryl Bevel, but what do you think? If you were in charge, if you were Rod Wood for a day this offseason, what are the moves you're making for this team going forward?
That's, you know, that's funny you say that because that's the hot topic. Is Rod Wood in charge? I mean, what's really going on there?
Freddie, you know, the Pizza Man's in charge today.
Yeah. You know, Matt, there's a lot of ways to look at this. And for me personally, I think it's going to start this way. It's going to start with Matthew Stafford. What's he going to do behind closed doors? And what do I mean by that? Is he going to go in and say, listen, guys, it's time for me to move on. I've been here 12 years. It's time for me to go. Let's just have a nice parting of ways. Let's keep it quiet, and I'll move on. If they do that, then I think they're going to do new GM, new coach, new quarterback, all that stuff. But if he says he wants to stay or they want him to stay, if they play well, Matt, there's a good chance Bevel stays. I've always believed that.
Okay.
There's a good chance Bevel stays, and then they get a general manager that wants to keep Stafford. Mm-hmm. Does that change anything, Matt? It changes nothing. You know, it's time to blow it all up. You're bringing a general manager that's got experience, or a guy that's been second in line to somebody really good, and get you a new head coach, new quarterback, and start over. There is some talent on this team, so they're not far away. It's the culture has got to be changed, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of blowing things up, that's what we did here in Pistons land
this offseason, getting Troy Weaver in there and all sorts of roster adjustments. You got the store, Freddy the Pizza Man, in Melvindale. Check them out at freddythepizzaman.com, Freddy with an I in order, and learn about the foundation there. But when talking to customers that are coming in even during this pandemic, what do you think about the casual fan and what they think about what Troy Weaver's done these last couple of weeks to remake the Pistons?
Well, people are various, you know, they're big on Troy Weaver and what he's doing and what he's done. You know, he's come in and said, listen, we don't have anything here to win with, and we're going to start from the bottom and we're going to work our way up. And the only way to do that is get rid of some of these larger contracts, move them around a little bit, bring in some young guys, see what we can do in the next 2-3 years. If we're good, then we can start bringing some bigger pieces in. They'll be ready to win. Boom. And next thing you know, they can win the NBA, you know, just like with the Lions. They got to make that decision in the offseason. But, yeah, Troy Weaver, he's done some good things here, and the fans should be excited. I mean, you can only go up, Matt. I mean, yeah, the Pistons have been down for so long. It's been pretty bad. And, you know, leaving the Palace and going downtown, that was a disaster. But we know, Matt, if they win, their butts will be back in the seats. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and if nothing else, they shuffled up the roster quite a bit, got rid of some of the old names that everyone was kind of tired of these last 4 or 5 years, and hopefully the change is a good one going forward. But Freddy the Pizza Man out in Melvindale got the goulash and got the great pizza as well. And that's my second favorite part about you. My favorite part about you is the work you do with the Foundation for Autism. Tell us about what's new with the Freddy the Pizza Man Foundation for Autism and what you're working on these days.
Well, you know, the sensory rooms is my big thing. I'm just eager to get back in some of these schools and work with these sensory rooms that I'm, you know, currently have letters for from schools. But that's what I do, man. I just get out there and try to equip these rooms. You know, 17 schools, Matt, if the feedback I get, it's amazing how much it's really helped these kids, these teachers, and really the families, because I have a son with autism. So I know when he's going to school and he's using one of these rooms, these sensory rooms, and it helps him calm him down a little bit. I mean, he's older now, but when he did, it really helps the parents in the long run, because when the kid goes home, he or she is better off for it. So the sensory rooms, I'm just excited and just equipping as many as I can. And it just means a lot to me, because it touches my heart. I know what it's like, and it just means a lot to me. Just it's the only way I can say it.
Yeah, and you said 17 schools right now with plans to keep expanding and adding more throughout Michigan schools, right?
Yeah, I have 7 more on the list, which I can't get into. I'm working on one in Clarkston. And I'm just trying to get in there, but they were shut down. They were open. They were shut down. They're open. So I'm just trying to get in there and then equip their sensory room. And you know, these sensory rooms go anywhere. I've done one for $800. I've done one for $5,000. I can't do any of that unless people help and donate or join the golf outing. And I tell anyone, if you can donate, especially now, the year-end tax, if you're looking for a tax write-off, you know, think about donating. The money, you know, we all want a cure for cancer. We all want a cure for autism. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for these cures, these people need immediate help. These kids need immediate help. Once you're helping a school, it's immediate help. You're not waiting for a cure. And these teachers are very grateful for it. So you donate, you help. It's a big thing. It really is.
That's why I wanted to have you on here as the Christmas season approaches. And like you said, the end of the year for tax purposes and everything. A great cause to donate to, and a great guy who's doing a lot of great work. FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's Freddy with an I, ThePizzaMan.com. Check it out. He'll have all the information on how to donate, and then follow him also on social media for the golf outings, the Super Bowl squares, and all the ways that Freddie gets the money raised and does a lot of good here in the Metro Detroit area. So Freddie, thanks for doing what you do, and thanks for coming on.
No, I'm grateful for you, Matt, and thank you for coming out a couple weeks ago, and thank you for having me on today.
The great Freddy the Pizza Man, that's right. Visit the website, Freddy with an I, thepizzaman.com. Go visit the store, go get the pizza, go get the goulash, check him out in Melvindale, but also more importantly, consider donating to the Freddy the Pizza Man Foundation for Autism to get those sensory rooms installed at Michigan schools all across the state. Freddy the Pizza Man, tip of the cap from Locked On Pistons for the good work that you do, and also for supporting the Locked On Podcast Network in the past as well. Thanks to him, and Merry Christmas to Freddy the Pizza Man. So that'll do it for our show today. I'm your host, Matt Shook. Thanks again to Freddy and Brother Brian, of course. Thanks for joining us. Now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Have a great day, everyone. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow for Fridays with Brian.